Takeaway English.
Victory for the lawyers who took on the big US tobacco companies and won has whet their appetite for more. Now they're challenging the food industry. About 10 years ago, Don Barrett and his colleagues forced the tobacco companies to admit they knew cigarettes were addictive and pay the medical costs of victims. The settlement cost the industry $200 billion. He is now among more than a dozen lawyers who have filed cases against some of the US food industry's biggest players. Mr. Barrett's case is that companies are misrepresenting their products, promoting them as natural or healthy, when in fact he says they are no such thing. In an interview with the BBC's Susan Watts, he says, "People assume that if a product is legal to sell, then these people are telling the truth about this product. That's what they thought about cigarettes." The lawyer's mission is to make companies stick to the letter of existing laws, which he says regulators have been too weak to enforce. He says that the Food and Drug Administration has merely been writing warning letters. Around two-thirds of Americans over the age of 20 are now obese or overweight, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Hidden sugars in processed food, Mr. Barrett says, are part of the problem, and mislabeling is key. He cites one example, yogurt from a food company which lists evaporated cane juice as an ingredient, a euphemism for sugar. His lawsuits are class actions, where the class is defined as every person who purchased one of the misbranded products in the previous 4 years. If it cost $1.25, then the customer is entitled to his $1.25 back, he explains. And there's a 4-year statute of limitations, so the damages in each of these cases is how much they have sold of this misbranded junk in the last 4 years. Barrett claims that some 25% of products are misbranded in the US, so the scale of the damages in these cases could easily match the many billions of the tobacco suits.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.